Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Purple Rain Minute Podcast. My name is Michael Dean, and joining me today is Ida. How are you?
I am swell, people. What's up?
All right, and we have our special guest straight from the Prince Podcast, Mr. Day Droppin. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, folks. How y'all doing?
All right, I hope they're doing good. And man, we are at minute 12 through 13. And of course, this is the podcast where we watch the movie Purple Rain. We watch it 1 minute at a time in order, and then we talk about it. So if you would like to join us, just listen. But of course, you can watch minute 12 through 13. And that takes us to a very interesting scene of some domestic family violence. We go back to the kid, and he's trying to break up his dad and his mother from fighting. And we see Francis L. And I had to point out Francis L. You know, in another alternate universe, in the Prince movie universe, there's a movie called Under the Cherry Moon, and there's a funny scene, and so, oh, you got that Bela Lugosi look. The daddy, he got that Bela Lugosi whip going on, right? He got like the Bela Lugosi mixed with the werewolf.
That
slick back.
Exactly.
It's like a Bela Lugosi shag.
He's huffing and puffing too.
Hell yeah.
And we see a great, this is a, first of all, I don't want to say great, but because violence is not, you know, I'm not going to condone violence, particularly family violence. But we see a perfect example of what happens when you get into grown folks' business. And when Prince comes in there, or the kid, excuse me, comes in, you know. Now, I don't remember. I don't know if the dad was literally putting hands on the, you know, he was kind of shaking her up. Not that I condone. Don't condone any violence. Right. But he wasn't beating her. He was, you know, loud tone. And he was definitely putting his foot down. But then the young man, you know, who's coming in there, I don't know if he's paying rent. I know he old. He old. You know, he's not a little boy. And he come in the house. Now, he live in the basement. He didn't go through the basement. You notice he goes through the front door instead of the basement door. And he came up through some grown folks situations. And the dad was not, he's old school. Francis L. is apparently very old school. He does not do a lot of conversation with children. He's not repeating it. You heard what he said earlier. He said, you ain't got no business being out in these streets. And you come when I say come home. This is what
come
he said.
Home when I tell you.
When
come
I tell
home.
You to come. That's so you he can said. Hear, you know perfectly, you know, okay.
You know what kind of nigga you're dealing with.
Exactly.
Here.
It's daddy.
You really
having.
Do.
So when the man boy, you know, he's living at home, he ain't not working, he's doing his music thing, he come in there and get in the business, there's no words. He just smacks the shit
true.
Out of him.
True.
And you're smacks right. him no through words. Another door.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lord.
I was like, God damn. And even
damn.
There's a very quick scene where the dad and the mom pause. And it's a quick shot, and they look at him on the ground like, damn. You got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, and, my God.
And Prince is just kind of like, and his hand sort of falls.
Just drops to the floor. Yeah.
Shit.
Well,
he's saying, like, I got knocked the fuck out.
Exactly.
Damn. You know what? Like, when I first saw this, I was very affected like anybody. Like Ernie said, silent. I'm just silent. I'm watching. It's intense. And, of course, the kid is going to defend his mother.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, ain't no nigga gonna walk up with your daddy and not gonna defend their mama. Like, he's like, I'm going to try to help her. I don't want him to hurt her. So, and he know how his daddy is. So he's trying to break it up, his little sub, just trying to, you know, put like, hey, she heard you, you know, da, da, da. And like Mr. Dean said, there's no word said. No one says anything to him. It's just whoosh, through the door. And I remember when I first saw this, I was like, oh, and I thought somebody was going to help him. Like, his mama going to run up and going to, you know, see if he's okay. They just stand there looking at him.
Yeah, she know what time it is.
And you know what's interesting, though? You know what's interesting about this? That in second viewing, you realize that none of this scene right here is overreacting. None of it is overreacting.
No.
And that's interesting to take note, because it's not overreacting that Prince came in barging in the way he did, because he knows it's getting to that point where he's going to lay hands and beat the shit out of her.
Yes.
And she knows, and they both know when they look at him, you shouldn't have gone away, I'll fuck you up. And I just did. You know, and I'll do it again. And they both know that. See, no, nobody's reacting to it because this is like, yeah, this is another Tuesday night.
Right.
You know, and but you don't realize when you first see it. Yeah, like I said, you know, you're like, oh shit, that's crazy. But upon further viewings of the movie, you're like, yeah, I see why he came in the way he did. I guess if I'm in his situation, I might rush in that way too, and I might get slapped down. And oh, I will get slapped down.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. You know, that's the thing. That's crazy. Crazy to think.
Yeah, it is actually, and I don't have the original script. I can't remember if they sort of delve any deeper into that, but you could tell there's like you said, there's a whole history of events and that relationship between, you know, the mother and the son and the dad and everything is so important to that character, the kid. And
yes,
it's actually at the time, I think I was saying it was hard to watch that because it's like you're not used to being sort of confronted with this sort of stuff in a movie like this. So, you know, I think it's more of a, you know, a music thing and it's a celebratory yes. type of thing. But to sort of really put a real dark sort of like, oh, this guy is getting, he got beat. You know, basically some abuse going on in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very interesting.
It's not lightweight. Yeah, exactly. This is not lightweight on any stretch of the imagination. And I appreciate it for that because I'm always down to for aspects of human life and the human condition. Really explore it, you know, get real with this shit. You know, I mean, people have dealt with seeing those kind of situations in their home, you know, a lot of people. And it's hard to watch, but it even makes you relate to the movie and to the characters even more. You really start to feel for the kid. You start to understand why he does what he does and why he's the way he is and things like that.
Yeah.
And in first viewing, it's funny because in the last previous minute, right, we are, through Apollonia's eyes, waiting for the kid to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it's funny that we are the kid getting slapped as well in this scene.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because when you first see it, you're like, oh, shit. Like it slapped you in the face by seeing this too. We're like, man, 5 minutes ago, the time was on stage, and here we are now. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy when you think of it like that.
Yes. So, and as Prince or as the kid, excuse me, contemplates his situation on the floor, we move to another scene, which is apparently, I would assume, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this is a great scene. So we got Billy Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Morris Day, they're walking down the street, and we got to stop to talk about the attire, particularly my man Billy. Real quick with Billy, he's iconic in this movie to me, but I actually saw him one time in real life. It was in 1988, it had to be because it was the Love Sexy concert, and it was when they came to Seattle, and this was in an arena, excuse me. And I'm just sitting down. I was actually with my guy Tobias at the time. And I seen the perm. And it was a little far away, but he had the glasses. And I was like, wait a minute, that's Billy Sparks. And he was just walking through the arena. You know, I don't know what he was doing or whatever. And I just said, Billy! Yeah, I don't know this nigga. And he just kind of looked around. Nice, whatever. Just kept walking. But it was just funny to actually see him in real life. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, you know, I saw him too when I went to go see Prince one time in L.A. First time I went to go see him over in L.A., in Hollywood. And he went walking through the line of people that were waiting in line to go in on will call.
Funny.
And he was just cursing the person, motherfuckers, get back in line, motherfucker. He's going crazy. And I'm like, oh, that's Billy. Look at that. You know, I mean, I was like starstruck there for a moment. I thought it was cool, though.
Right.
And Billy, his first appearance here, I mean, damn, man. So, first of all, I love that he has the briefcase. Cause
That's right.
You got a damn briefcase with his velour suit.
Yeah, because I remember back in the day, that was kind of the thing. I don't know in your neck of the woods, but over here, it was a certain caliber of cat. Like, you were supposed to be all about business if you had a briefcase. Now, let me tell you, none of us had nab business. You know, wasn't really doing nothing, but it's just the look of the briefcase. I don't know if we got it from seeing this or whatever it came from, but it just cracks me up that he has a briefcase. And yes, with the suit, track suit on, with the perm and the glasses.
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
Very much again, but the character building in this fucking movie is so good. Every character is distinct as hell.
Mm-hmm. And
everyone has their own look. No energy about them.
And Morris Day, man. I got to tip my hat to Morris right here because, I mean, first we saw him previously. He had the suit, but it was more sort of flashy, almost clown, kind of like big, bright yellow, you know, real flossy type thing. Here, just to me, is just straight mogul. You know, he's on that 80s Dynasty billionaire boys club look. With the overcoat, with the shoulder pads, and then the suit booted underneath. Again, I didn't know much about him. I was like, this is a pimp nigga right here. I don't know. Damn, man, this nigga's clean,
right?
And he's just about business. And I want to get into, we're gonna get into the scene. But just wanted to get into some of the dialogue, and then we'll have you guys speak.
Oh, because he's talking shit. He's talking mad shit.
So okay, this is going to
the kid.
This will sit as our quote part two, right? Because I want to get this down. And this is a lot of story elements. So here's Billy. So I don't get it, man. An important meeting like this, and he doesn't even show up. The kid must be forgetting who owns this club. I got to make some changes and fast. It's going to affect all the bands, Morris. It's the second time he hasn't shown up. I'm telling you, he's fucking up. You know what you need to do. You need to get rid of him. I don't understand. The last three bands that came through here went on to be big stars. I thought the kid was going to be next, but he's blowing it. Plus, he ain't even pulling a man like he used to.
And then he goes, all classic lines.
Yeah, he
man.
Goes,
classic.
He just, and this, it's so funny because fans and people have said this stuff about Prince later. He just plays a lot of shit that nobody wants to hear. Like his old man, Francis Zell. Man, he used to, man, did he ever mess up his career? Ruined his wife's too. Now the kid's doing the same shit. Now that actually takes us to the end of our minute, but now I want to back up and we'll go to Ernie. Ernie, man, what did you think about this whole scene here so far?
Okay, this whole scene, it's interesting that you're given so much info in hindsight when you look at it in these last 2 minutes, this minute and the previous minute. It gives you so much going on about the kid. Like I said before, that seeing everything, that these are the makings of the computer blue, meaning these are the makings of the kid. And this is some more makings of the kid. These are, we're getting set up with a whole lot of conflict. And that's what this is about, coming up from conflict, this movie. And you see all this conflict coming up. And you see the scheming coming up. And you see the kissasseries, you know, coming into play big time with Morris. Because Morris is Brown nosing it good right there. And but you know what? But that's Morris. That's his character. That's his style.
Right.
You know, he's going to make that. He's going to give that look. And here's the thing. He is mad pimp, not because of the way he's dressed, but because of the way he isn't dressed, as we will find later on when he's home, you know, when he's at his apartment. Telling me that this is not who he is, but this is who he wants to be. He wants to be like this cat that he's portraying right here. And he's going to do it by any means necessary. And he's ready to take the kid out. You know, we knew already they didn't like each other. But now we know that there's more to it than that. Somebody wants to reign supreme. And it's Morris right now.
Yeah. And it's also interesting to me, you know, Billy says this is an important meeting. And he doesn't even show up. So it was like, man, they was going to have some sort of meeting. We want the groups to come together and, you know, talk club business. And apparently the kid is like, fuck it.
And you know what? There's a quick connect dot in the little bit of dialogue that you mentioned here that I recently connected. And I don't know if somebody put it up somewhere, maybe on Facebook something, in regards to the kid's mom and how much of a deeper role she played. And they go into details and how things were almost like incestuous between the kid and the mom on Facebook.
Really?
But they were talking about how,
like that.
The original stuff had it going a little bit deeper than what you see there. There were conversations between the kid and mom and how things were kind of odd, kind of weird there. But
my sister,
she has conversations. Oh, I know.
Next to me. She's the reason for my sexuality. But anyway, that would have been wild.
But, you know, she in that thing that they posted, they talk about her having conversations with the kid, telling him how she was she was a singer and she wanted to be an actress, and that's when she met his dad, and he knew that she was a singer right away and this and that. So I connect dots recently here reading that thing. Oh, that's why they're saying that it ruined her career too, because she was a singer also.
Okay.
So,
well, and also we're getting his mom was a singer, his dad met her, instantly knew she was a singer, and we also understand the relationship that he's going to have with Apollonia.
Mirroring,
she's a singer. She's a singer. You know, he's a musician. You know, quintessential, you know, thing that happens in the music all the time. But like you said, mirror image, big parallel thing going.
Mm-hmm. There's another interesting thing when Morris says, mm-hmm. he says he's playing a lot of shit that nobody wants to hear. Now, listening to him say that and what I've seen in a movie so far, I can't.
Yeah, you're like, what, where?
Yeah, because, you know, Let's Go Crazy was, it's like he shut the place down.
Down, yeah.
So I wonder if there was another song or something that was maybe cut, or the intention of it to be another performance that happened before this that sort of insinuates
they're even planting seeds for what you're gonna see. Like, where you know, it's like if you get deeper into what the kid plays, we haven't heard it yet, but we're gonna start seeing where he's gonna be playing stuff that's gonna put people off more.
Mm-hmm. But you also got to remember, Morris is whispering into Billy's ear right here.
And he's whispering to Billy's ear.
Yeah, he's going to tell him what he wants for Billy to know. He wants Billy to know that the kid ain't shit. Yeah.
And when I saw this, I mean, even the first time, it was kind of like, damn, like, you're really trying to shut his shit down at that club. Because he's like, you just need to get rid of him, you know? And it's like, damn, Morris, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, brown nosing. And obviously, Prince didn't even, it's the opposite of brown nosing in this situation. Prince ain't even bothered to show up to this quote unquote important meeting, you know, let alone gonna be brown nosing with Billy. But Morris is on the other end, and he's, you know, dressed to the nines for the meeting. Cause obviously, they just coming from the meeting. Billy got his briefcase and all that. He's like, look at me. I'm showing up. I'm clean. I'm ready. All my shit's together. You know, mm-hmm. And guess what? Oh, and guess what? Yeah, the kids, they're not going to be together long anyway. Yeah, just get rid of them. You know, he just bad news, man, all the way. It's just like, yeah, his mama and his daddy, they, you know what's going on with that. And it was like, wow, just bashing all the way.
Hey, that's what I said. You got to show up. You know, I don't know if that slap from the morning before still knocked out.
It put him in a different time zone and made him late.
Yeah. Yeah, he got slapped into the past.
Slapped his ass into the middle next week.
There you go.
Hell yeah. He's like, I can't show up with my cheeks swollen like this to the meeting. I'm just going to stay home. You know, it's better to not show up than show up like this.
All right. Well, that takes us to the end of this minute here. And as we always do, we got to do a quote. I believe Ida. Oh, actually, well, I guess I already did the quote for that. But if you want to do another one, but if not, that's cool too.
Yeah, let's see. I could do another quote. I'm going to join Morris's group.
Swoosh.
You know, we start, you know, and we understand why he does that, because that's
nice parallel.
There you go. All right. As we always do, we let you know where you can find us online. Ida, where can they find you?
Yes, they can find me at www.chickensexandsemantics.com. It's my podcast, so check it out. And you can always find me here in Mr. Dean, Purple Rain Minutes podcast.
All right. Day dropping.
Find me on Facebook under Ernie Wiles, and of course here at the podcast, Prince Podcast from time to time.
All right. And of course, we want you to listen to podcastjuice.net. Check it out. My name is Michael Dean. Work it like a job. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.